What happened is that the European Union delegation decided to field the mission to Bulawayo in Matabeleland. Practically the whole delegation was there, and this was the purpose was to engage with the local actors, the economic, social, and political actors, in order to assert publicly and clearly our commitment to the development of the region, and also to seek insights and ideas for the future prospects of our engagement in Matabeleland. We had very fruitful meetings with people from all walks of life. We had field visits, and we got a better understanding of Bulawayo and the Matabele region and their concerns. And in particular, we got this opportunity of getting a much better knowledge about the history of the region and how the past events in the region have such an importance for the present and the future development of Matabeleland. Therefore, I was a little bit shocked when I saw the article that was titled "Google Rahundi Now Tired Son," where there were declarations attributed to me which are absolutely inaccurate. On the contrary, I think that the mission, the whole delegation transfer to Bulawayo for 4 days gave us an opportunity of getting this first-hand impression on how present and painful the memory of the recent event is in the mind and the spirit of the people. So it would have been very insulting from my side to say to make the declaration that are attributed to me.
So you didn't actually say Gugu Rahundi has become so much of a tired song in Matabeleland?
Absolutely not. I never ever in my life use these words. It's not, top of it is not in my vocabulary.
What did you mean when you said, and this is a quote again from the Sunday News, saying people should look ahead and let not history hinder the process and prospect of developing the region?
I didn't say that. What I did say is that the people of Matabeleland have an installed capacity in terms of manpower that they can with confidence look about the future and about their contribution in the overall development of the region. And this was repeated. We had 4 round tables with all people from the civil society, the NGOs, the business community, the politicians. It is the message that I have repeated in all the round tables. The fact that we got this impression how creative and industrious the people of Matabeleland are, it's not surprised that it was the industrial hub in the past. And my point is that they can with confidence look at the future because they have all the elements that would permit to them to play this crucial role in the development of the whole country. And the European Union is ready to engage with the people of Bulawayo and Matabeleland in order to build this better future and to build our meaningful and lasting relationship.
The Gugu Rahundi issue is a sensitive issue, especially in Matabeleland, and you have some officials from ZANU-PF who've said over the years that this is now a closed chapter. Since you have been quoted, as you say, incorrectly, what are your views on this whole issue?
It's evident that this is an internal matter of the country that has to be solved nationally. What I can tell you is that we indeed got the sensation how present the memory is, and I think that just to forget about it, it's something that is in my view, not healthy. So what to do about that? This is really something that the people of Zimbabwe will have to solve in a constructive spirit and finding a way which permits to satisfy those who are so sensitive about this issue.
And you are quoted widely by this newspaper as having made these statements, and now you say you didn't make these statements. So what do you think this is about?
Listen, I think think that it might respond to an intent of creating animosity between the European Union and the people of Matabeleland. And these itself framed into a strategy of defamation of the European Union. It's the only thing that I can think about as why something like that has happened. An intent of instrumentalize the European Union and an intent of creating disturbance between us and the people of Matabeleland, while the purpose of our visit was exactly the contrary, was to really devolve to that region its importance. And this was what we said, which repeated in all the round table. Unfortunately, the article of the Sunday edition of the newspaper there was reported or taken up by another electronically distributed medium, and this has created a lot of concern. And I'm reassuring all the people who contact me about that, on the fact that what is there in what is reported in under that article titled "Now a Song" does not correspond to what the EU envoy said. It's exactly the contrary. That is the paradox of the situation.
Some people may say you could be doing a U-turn because there has been such a huge outcry. Could this be the case that you are now backtracking? Because
I started clarifying the issue with some of the people involved immediately, as soon as I was informed about the publication of the article. Now, I didn't wait for the outcry. I mean, in a certain sense, it's so insulting that something like that has been written, that I reacted immediately to those who had published not the first article, but those who had retransmitted the article. I didn't give an interview, and possibly the journalist who was reading this article took bits and pieces of what was said in the first press conference, and all the media were there, in the four round tables that we had, and there again, all the media were there. And I presume that if something so evidently serious had been said, the other media would have taken it up. And they didn't, of course, because it was not said. It's a very unfortunate situation. It happened in my career to be misquoted, to have my quotes taken out of context, but it's the first time that something is absolutely invented and twisted.
Who else was at the roundtable discussions?
The business community of Bulawayo. There was a meeting on migration where we had all the civil society organization, the international organization which are working in this field. There was a meeting at a roundtable about food security where we had national authorities involved with this case, Ministry of Agriculture, the international organizations which are working there, the international NGOs and the local civil society organizations that are working in this field. We had the final roundtable where we had a minister from the Government of National Unity. We had a member of parliament. We had the representatives of all the political parties, and again the media and the different sectors of the Bulawayo society, with intellectuals, with economists, with business people, etc. It has been extremely open and transparent, and that's why I can say that. No, it's not a reaction ex post to something that has created a scandal. It's just that it's the article that was written, it's an isolated case.